A house on the beach. It's a dream for many Australians. But what if that ocean was getting closer and closer to your home each day? Coastal erosion's causing problems right around the country, and scientists predict it'll get worse in the years ahead as sea levels rise. For residents in the tiny WA holiday town of Seabird, coastal erosion has already claimed an entire street. And now 15 homes are in danger of crumbling into the water. Claire Nichols reports from Seabird.
Another metre, metre and a half, you had the road. At the road you had six car bays, then you had three or four sand dunes. So between here to the ocean then, you looked at about 30, 40 metres.
I'm with Mac Formica at his home at 5 Turner Street, Seabird. At least it used to be Turner Street, before the entire road was washed away.
Well, I was in Perth and one of my mates rang up and said, you better come, you've got no street left. I thought he was joking, but I came up there and sure enough, the erosion just took it away.
Like overnight?
Overnight, yeah. One minute it's there, get up in the morning, it's gone.
A few doors down, Jim Battalin's back garden slopes precariously towards a crumbling limestone wall.
The sand dunes extended about 20, 30 metres, and what you see, you put your head over the wall and there's the water straight underneath you. Whenever there's high swell, the spray lands on the backyard. David, which is next house along, he occasionally fishes from his wall and catches fish.
And he certainly couldn't do that 10 years ago.
No way.
And you can actually see the damage, the cracks in the limestone wall here.
The house next door, as you can see, had similar limestone reconstituted blocks, three high, four high, and it just collapsed.
Dr. Jim, as he is known by people in the town, came here to retire, but he still runs a GP clinic in Seabird a couple of days a week.
Some years ago, there were signs already. The floor started to buckle and people said I was mad, but living on a premises, you know what's what, and things like that started buckling. And when you try to open the door jams, so there's unquestionably, and I spoke to one of the engineers that came to assess the area, that little millimetre by millimetre, the house is slithering away.
In total, 15 homes along what used to be Turner Street are under immediate threat. Right where I'm standing, the road ends suddenly. It's fenced off with signs warning of unstable cliffs and deep excavation.
I'm Carolyn Johnson, and I live here at Seabird. I've lived here for a couple of years full-time, but prior to that, we had our house as a holiday home. We used to come up on weekends and school holidays with our son, who was young at the time, and have wonderful, relaxing times up here.
Can you tell me what efforts have been made so far by the community to try to stem the erosion?
Well, I think you really need to go back 12 years. I know Dr. Jim, whose property is probably the most seriously threatened, has been writing to council for at least 12 years trying to get some action, but nothing was happening. And then a couple of years ago, it started to get really bad, where walls started cracking and people were concerned that the houses were actually going to fall forward into the ocean. And when that happened, the Progress Association decided that it was no good trying to fight the council one-on-one, that really the association had to work on behalf of the community and try and get some action to happen quickly, because 12 years is too long to wait.
After 12 years of lobbying, this month the residents of Seabird finally received some good news. The WA government will spend about $2 million on a 500-metre-long seawall to be built in front of the affected homes. What the government won't pay for is the maintenance of that wall. Those costs will fall on the local council, and they're likely to be huge. Chari Padirachi is a professor of coastal oceanography at the University of Western Australia. He says seawalls need constant expansion and maintenance, and in the long term, it's difficult to justify the cost of saving the seabird homes.
Seawalls globally has not worked, especially in open coastlines that we're talking about. And what happens with the seawalls is that you have waves reflected from the rock, creating more energy at the foundations, and then ultimately the foundation will and the seawall will fall back to the ocean. So we're not talking about just a half a kilometre long system. It'll actually keep, needs a lot of maintenance with time to come.
The residents of Seabird see the seawall as a temporary measure. They'd like in the long term to have an artificial reef. Is that a better option? Does that work?
You're moving the problem down to another place. That's the thing. So the cost of building artificial reefs or underwater breakwaters or anything, they all have the same issues. The best solution for this is to retreat.
For the residents of Seabird, retreat is not an option. Mac Formica isn't confident his home will survive, but he and his neighbours say there's no way they're leaving town.
Do you see yourself staying in Seabird?
Oh yeah, definitely. You're not going to get me out of here. Only in a coffin, not even then.
Mount Formica, finishing that report by Claire Nichols in Seabird, which is about 100 k's north of Perth.